I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Oh, alcohol's involved today, guys. A drunken man was arrested after he allowed his 11-year-old daughter to drive home, him home, because he was a little drunk.
An 11-year-old?
Yeah, I mean, come on. You drive a go-kart by then, right?
Oh, no. I'm sure that didn't pan out well.
Yeah, well, you know what? Let's give this girl credit. Let me tell you how well she did do, okay? This happened in Pennsylvania. The girl was seen swerving on the road. She did run a stop sign. That's not good. She also ran another car off the road. Okay, maybe she's not doing good. I don't think she did it on purpose. Like, get out of my way,
no,
beep, beep.
I'm sure she didn't. I'm sure that she wasn't that coordinated to actually do road rage and drive the car at the same time.
Police say she did give a nice double bird and drove with her knees for a bit, so that was impressive. No, I made that up. But she made it about 10 miles before crashing into a tree. A good Samaritan took the keys out of the car before the police were able to arrive on the scene. The father has been charged with child endangerment and DUI. Thank God no one was hurt in the incident.
Wow, that is some scary stuff.
Did you ever drive before you were legally allowed to drive? Like, I'm not talking training, but your mom or dad's like, okay, hey, come on, I'll let you drive, all right?
I actually, my parents went out of town one time
when
I had my temps, I could only drive with my parents, and my parents went out of town, and I really wanted to go to the pool, but we didn't want to walk, so I drove my car before
and you felt
I had my license.
Like such a rebel, right?
I mean, the adrenaline rush was insane. My parents still, to this day, do not know.
Ooh. Well, that might change right now. Yeah.
Make sure we send them this podcast so they can check it on out there. Okay, you're a badass over there. All right, let's go to Florida. A woman in Vero Beach called the police from a McDonald's restaurant after a man reportedly hit her car with his bumper. When police showed up, they talked to this 70-year-old man in the other car and noticed, wait a minute, you got an open bottle of liquor in a brown bag, dude. But he was chilling in the passenger seat, though. He wasn't in the driver's seat. And he reeked of booze and told the officers, man, I'm feeling pretty good. He said he was drinking Jim Beam bourbon from the bottle in the passenger seat. He explained to the cops that he wasn't drinking while the car was moving and only when it stopped for stop signs and traffic signals. So he wasn't drinking and driving. He said he boozed actively from Port St. Lucie to Indian River County. After some field sobriety exercises, the guy was arrested on charges of DUI and driving without a license.
Dang, man. Should have gotten some hash browns to sober up.
Okay, hash browns are the bomb. I don't care if you were sick or anything. Hash browns make everybody feel better. And our final Dummy of the Day story today here on the Joe and Alex Show. You ever have a problem with a neighbor? Like maybe it's a house you lived in or an apartment complex. Anything. You're just like, oh, I oughta.
Sure. I'm sure everyone has been there.
I had like an actual almost physical confrontation with a neighbor because they thought like you could drive through this little area where the house was, but they thought it was also their parking spot. So they'd always like go and kind of like, but it was weird. I can't describe it. It's like it's ever been in a house where it's got like way too many apartments. Like a landlord's just trying to like get as many houses as he can. Like a side part of the house was our two part bedroom apartment. And these people kept on blocking in our door. I'm like, how do I get out of my house if you're parking
that
here?
That is so aggravating.
Like, dude, like just quit being a jerk. You have a whole lane to park in. Like quit being an a-hole. So I didn't come to fisticuffs, but this got pretty insane. A Florida man was caught on video running for his life. And I actually want you to see the video at RadioNowIndy.com because it's that funny.
Scott Lynch runs for his life in this video as his neighbor, Hal Morris, chases him down with his tractor. Lynch's wife captured the terrifying
video. Do you see him like trying to run, Alex? Like,
that's epic.
It's just insane. Then you can hear some of the audio we got here. Like his wife's talking to 911 here and she's trying to explain like what exactly is happening.
And when you say he came after your husband with his tractor, did he chase him down or?
Yeah, he chased him down on his tractor and my husband had to run, yes.
But he's running like, okay, if a tractor's coming at you, like go run behind something the tractor can't run over.
Yeah, like a tree.
But he's like right in the middle, he's like running down the road and the road curves. I'm like, dude, go straight.
Straight out of a cartoon.
See the video at RadioNowIndy.com. It is so funny. The neighbor was eventually arrested when police arrived, charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Apparently there was like a property dispute about, like, well, you can't put your stuff here. Like, yes, I can. And the guy's like, no, you can't. And the guy's like, oh, well, I've got a tractor. I'm going to chase your ass. So you can check it out. Those are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.